Bleak, bedraggled skies, exhausted, drawn-out sighs, endless boredom awaits on the Isle of Overanalyze. Apprehension due to reading comprehension, paralysis due to grammar test mention. Synonyms synonymous with spirits are sagging, days filled with tedium and lectures are nagging. Creatures of terror swoop in for the kill. Bloodthirsty vampires want blood, want their fill. The fronted adverbial, most dreaded of all, an army it leads, hearkening to its call. The subordinate clause, the coordinating conjunction have overrun my faculties, my brain doesn't function. Success criteria, the cause of all tension, of sleepless nights and prolific non-invention. Yet the ink in my blood grows ever stronger with intention. As to my pen, it rushes, hand readied in attention. My words tumbled out, demanding, set us free, release us from these fetters, restore us to glee. They weave their merry way, amalgamating with, as one, the silken threads of paper my thoughts engraved upon. They gush forth in a torrent as waves grasping the shore, or friends long forgotten meeting joyously once more. They twist and they twirl, pirouetting endlessly, for resolve has been ignited from depths of literacy. My words gush, they weave, they dance, transformed into something alive, filled with inspiration, emotion, an activity hive. For it's words that radiate ripples, sparking a dawning new age, speeding across the vast echelons, bringing my voice to the world stage. For it's words that carry power, the hardest of hearts to soften. For it's words that, when you go, live on and are remembered often. For words have wings, so set them free and watch them soar in ecstasy. Onwards, upwards, to eternity.